So the next set of ratio analysis is the liquidity. So these ratios show the ability of a business to pay its short-term debts as they fall due. And there are two ratios that you need to know here. You've got your current ratio and your asset test ratio. Now your current ratio, this is also known as your working capital ratio. It's calculated by taking the current asset figure and dividing it by the current liability figure. The ideal ratio should be 2:1. So this means that for every one liability the business owes, we have two assets to pay for it. Or for every €1 we owe, we have €2 to pay. It means that they can repay their debts and still have money in the business. So your current ratio should be 2:1. It's your current assets divided by current liabilities. And it means for every €1 that the business owes, it is €2 to pay back. Your next one then is your asset test ratio. So this is also known as quick ratio. It's calculated by taking the current assets, taking away your closing stock figure, and then dividing it by your current liability figure. The ideal ratio here is 1:1. So this means that for every one liability we owe, we have one asset to pay for it, or for every €1 we owe, we have €1 to pay. This means that the company can pay back its debts and still have closing stock left over to sell. So your asset test should be 1:1, and it's for your current assets. You take away your closing stock and then you divide it by your current liabilities. So what does the liquidity ratio tell us about a business? So it tells us a couple of things. Okay, so it tells us three things. One, liquidity. This tells us about the firm's ability to pay back its debts. This can be done by converting current assets into cash. If liquidity is too low, then the business will not be able to repay its debts on time and might go out of business. So liquidity, how can we actually get cash? How easy is it to convert our assets into cash? Insolvency, this occurs when the liabilities or the debt is higher than the assets. This means that the business cannot pay its debts back. Insolvency is very serious and can result in the business going into liquidation, so not being able to pay your debts. And liquidation then, this is when a business is closed down and their assets are sold off. The money raised from it is used to pay its creditors or the money that the business owns. So there are a couple of things about what it tells us about the business. So what does the liquidity ratios tell us about the business? How can a business manage its working capital then? So it's very important that a business manages the working capital so that they can pay back their debts. To help the firm, they can do the following. So one, sell off slow-moving stock. This will result in the company receiving money, receiving cash. Two, proper stock control. This will reduce the amount of money that the company has tied up in stock and free up storage. So when we use stock, it means we've bought that stock, so we can't use that money, and it means we have to store it somewhere, so we have to pay for storage. Credit control, monitor which customers to give credit to and for how long. Effective credit control will reduce bad debts. So if we know people are going to pay us on time, we'll give them credit. If they're not going to pay us on time or they haven't paid us on time in the past, well, then we won't. So we're going to reduce the fact that they won't pay us and receiving bad debts. Increase prices. So this will increase your profit margins. Raise more finance. This can be done by selling shares, getting a loan or selling off assets. And the sixth one then, prepare cash flow forecast. This will help to identify money problems and to put in measure against it. So against having money problems. So you'll know when we don't have money so we can get a loan or get a bank overdraft. And it'll also show the money going in and out of the business each month. So six things to help manage your working capital. One, sell off slow moving stock. Two, prepare stock control. Three, have good credit control. Four, increase prices. Five, raise more finance. And six, prepare cash flow forecasts.